Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, the most local sports talk in town. The Junks, 6 to 10. MP on the mic, 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3, A-Wide Radio, for Grant and Danny drive you home. One more thing about Michael Phillips, because I'm not sure he would admit this stuff. All right. He's coming on the radio and he's picking Washington to win and telling everybody how. I think he's doing an emotional hedge. Because he is a Chiefs fan. He grew up in Kansas City. He might like Kansas basketball more than anything, but if you grew up in Arrowheads right down the street, you want the Chiefs to win. So he's doing the opposite bit, like I'm doing. He's doing the emotional hedge, saying, oh yeah, Washington's going to win, and then he's going to go there. He's going to be in Kansas City when they win 45-3 or something like that. It's just, here's the other thing, and we're going to do QBIQ, Inside the Mind of the NFL Quarterback. We're playing Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the history of football.
I want to circle. He said we can win it if we find a way to stop Rice.
Yeah.
What way?
I don't know.
Where are we finding this magical stopping Mahomes and his best receiver
who's
connection?
Stopping
who's
stopping him?
Who's stopping him?
He said we have to bench Marshon Lattimore, and I agree. I haven't heard any of the coaching staff say that.
Is Trey Amos in his 8th NFL game
he's
locking
not ready.
Down?
He was bad last week, and Sanders still seems like he's getting worse. The safeties are playing bad. I hate the defense. Like I actually hate the defense again. I hate them. I don't like this defense.
No, I mean they suck to watch. They make me mad every week, and they keep getting more and more injured.
Yeah, I guess. Michael did want to chime in. Is there a quarterback controversy when the Commanders win? Is that good radio? Come on now.
I think anything but 100% health, Jaden. There, technically,
there's no quarterback controversy.
But there's no actual
Marcus Mariota wins 9 straight games, it does not matter.
Yep.
He's not our franchise. That's Jaden who needs to get fully healthy, and that's why I said on Monday you have to think long term here. That's kind of why I feel like the season's done. Because I don't see him getting back to 100% for a few weeks.
Maybe it does that, though. We might be in for a good haul at the end of the season.
Maybe.
Vikings won.
You might want to keep him, though, as the best backup in the league. All right, let's go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback. And, of course, Dak Prescott's going to be here because he threw for about 9,000 yards and 8 touchdowns over the weekend. It's time for QBIQ on the Fan.
You know, that is my dream. That's what I want to be. And it's what I believe I am as a quarterback.
Being a professional quarterback is arguably the toughest job in sports, maybe the world.
Quarterback will say, hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback.
The most important position gets the most attention. We'll take a unique look at the best quarterbacks in the league each week.
It was just much better execution all the way around.
As we go through the lens of NFL quarterbacks with QBIQ.
So you know what's interesting? Do you know who threw for the most yards in week 7 of the NFL season?
Oh, you know what? I did know that.
It is the leader through seven games of the NFL season, and he did it in a losing effort. Justin Herbert,
right,
420
yes.
yards, but took three big sacks and two bad interceptions, and he got beat by the Indianapolis Colts. Second was Joe Flacco. Joe Elite Flacco. Joe I Never Die Flacco. Joe My Career's Never Over With Flacco. And he will be quarterbacking on Sunday for the Bengals against the New York Jets. Now, as we go inside the mind of the NFL quarterback, I think we start with Dak Prescott, who was just so incredibly accurate against Washington. And he took shots down the field. He obviously was not scared of our secondary. The completion percentage was among the best he's had this season at 70%. And he threw three dimes of touchdown passes in this game. Two to Jake Ferguson, one a deep pass to CeeDee Lamb, in which he kind of looked off one of the corners. I think you got to give him credit for that. Let's go inside the mind of Dak Prescott on the Fan.
Yeah, it wasn't the route that we were expecting. It's built for him to kind of run a deep cross right there. So, you know, go through read one, George, and then I see the big window in a sense of, I say a solid window of where if he would have ran that route, he probably would have had a good play, not a touchdown. And so then I kind of like just looked to find CD, and, you know, he's got his hands up saying, like, I'm here. And so at that point, I saw the safety or the corner to the right. They were in their tricky two, and I just put about everything I had on it on a line, understanding that I couldn't just lob it up, that both guys would be able to make a play and just try to give him a chance. He did a good job taking, what, two steps back, I think, catching the ball and then walked into the end zone. So once again, sure, a play that's not made unless you have confidence in the guy that you're throwing to, and then the guy you're throwing to is smart, understands the defense, understands the look, and understood he could take that opportunity, and we're able to capitalize on it.
Well said by Dak Prescott. And I don't want to take away from his success the way he played against Washington. But you know how bad of a defense you have to be for a wide receiver to put his hand up and let everybody in America know that he's open? Like, that's how bad your defense has to be.
Not even on his route.
No. He just walked up through the middle of the field and said, hey, they're not going to cover me. Do they realize I'm CeeDee Lamb? I'm the best wide receiver in the NFC East. Nope, they don't care. Come on now. Yeah, Dak Prescott was really good in that game, and he's been at an MVP level this season. Patrick Mahomes, we honor you on QBIQ.
Yeah, no, the no-look one, I wanted to, but Xavier was kind of holding that flat defender with his release, and so the corner was kind of in between, and so just holding it and putting it in the spot at the right time. Obviously, a big time, he catches the ball, gets the first down.
You know what Patrick Mahomes deserves a lot of credit for this season, and he is fourth in yards and fourth in touchdowns. He only has two interceptions. And that was a problem last year with the turnovers. His touchdown-interception ratio right now, it's among the best in football, right? I mean, Dak Prescott's got 16. He's got three interceptions. Stafford's got 17-2. But for the most part, those that have more than 10 touchdown passes have like three or four picks. And you got Geno Smith with 10 interceptions to seven touchdowns. He will not be honored on QBIQ. But that's the quarterback that we're going to be playing against this weekend. A guy that's averaging, what, 320 yards per game, basically. And he's also running more this season.
He's literally good at everything.
He's good at everything, man. He is the prototypical NFL quarterback of the modern era with his ability to pass and run. All right, let's continue here with Matthew Stafford. So Matthew Stafford is having a terrific season. Like we said, he's third. He's actually ahead of Mahomes in yards, ahead of Mahomes in touchdowns, even with him on interceptions. He hasn't had the greatest completion percentage this season, but when he has found his receivers, he's gotten hot. And that's coming off of a 5-touchdown performance in London. They call that a hat trick and a brace. Here is Matthew Stafford on QBIQ.
Yeah, I mean, they're an aggressive team. You know, I think their defensive coordinator does a nice job, you know, bringing different blitz packages. It was kind of one of those games, you know, like a little bit of tough game to kind of throw and catch with the ball and just the way the field was going. So they were playing sticky in coverage a lot and bringing some pressure. So, you know, hats off to them. They're you know, aggressive style defense. They got a really good front, bunch of first round picks all over that front. I thought for the most part, our guys did a really nice job of just battling. I mean, that's what NFL football is all about. It's not gonna be perfect every single time. Any plays you want back, you know, things we can clean up, but man, they battled and you know, when we needed it most, we were able to come up with some touchdowns.
Matthew Stafford was drafted by the Detroit Lions in 2009. As we sit here October 22nd, 2025, how much would you say Matthew Stafford has improved since teaming up with Sean McVay?
Oh, he's been just been so much better. It's a lot more not playing in Detroit, which helps a lot. But also the receivers that he's gotten over there.
I think it's the play calling has allowed him to be a gunslinger without throwing it into too tight of coverage. This is a guy that had a 20-sack season in Detroit, a 19-sack season. He had a season in which he could barely win a game with Detroit, 5-11, right? His years in L.A., 8 interceptions, 11. Oh, yeah, they made it to the Super Bowl that year and won it. 8, and then 2 this year. He is still throwing for nearly 4,500 yards, but he's controlling the turnovers. That's been big. And I think Stafford and McVay working together are a lot for that.
Yeah, he doesn't have to play desperate anymore. Yeah. That's a huge part of it. I think he's always kind of been a fringe top 10 guy, really his whole career, even in Detroit. But when he doesn't have to force these balls to try and win games for a bad Detroit Lions team, it makes him look so much better.
Yeah, and also, like you said, he's always been fringe, but then these guys that were better than him have now retired. There's no Brady anymore. There's no Phillip Rivers anymore. Guys that might have been a slight ahead of him in some ticks. He now is that veteran quarterback. And I wouldn't be surprised if he won another Super Bowl before he's all done.
I could see it. I think they're, like I said yesterday, I think the NFC runs through them right now. They're my favorites to come out.
And then the old man Joe Flacco gets honored on QBIQ because he led his team to what felt like an improbable victory over Pittsburgh with 342 yards, 3 touchdowns, a game in which Pittsburgh just, I thought, had it, and then Flacco made the game win. Like, him and Rodgers, dude, that was incredible theater. Back and forth, back and forth. And yeah, he did out-duel the future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers. Here is Joe Flacco.
Yeah, last week it opened my eyes. Just with the simple things. Not the fact that they went for 800 yards, obviously. But you could see it. And then today, what I got to see was just how a defense has to treat those guys. And if you don't treat them a certain way, they can hurt you. And if you do treat them a certain way, well, maybe we have some other guys that can get the job done. So you today, I think I got to see just the problems they create in general. Last week, we didn't do anything crazy, but you could see those guys are different. And it's pretty cool to be able to throw them.
I mean, they are different. He's talking about Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Are they better than Torrey Smith, Anquan Boldin, with that won the Super Bowl with the Ravens? I think there was another receiver in that group too. Maybe it was Steve Smith Sr. He played a couple years in Baltimore. But, like, is this the best weapons Joe Flacco's played with his entire career?
For sure. No doubt about it.
Really?
I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is maybe the best wide receiver in the league right now. T. Higgins isn't too far behind him. He's probably top 20. The Ravens have never really had a receiver that's even top 15.
Right.
Throughout their whole history, really.
Yeah, yeah. And when Flacco won it, like, he had Torrey Smith, he had Anquan Boldin, but they had an insane defense, and they ran the ball over and over and over again, and then would play action off of that. I just love how old man Joe Flacco is identifying the coverages and giving his receivers a shot. There was one play against Pittsburgh, it might have been like late third quarter, early fourth, when T. Higgins was just one-on-one, and he kind of just lobbed it up, and it was like, well, you can't guard him. So I'm going to go and take advantage of my guy, give him a ball that only he can catch. That's what good quarterbacks do. They throw passes that only their player can make a play on it. Ja'Marr Chase did 160 yards. T. Higgins, 96. Big win for the Bengals. So I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most football talk in town, and Owen just bust through our door for the second time today to tell us that Lamar Jackson is back at practice. And then the conversation went sideways into what we call an impromptu dude food here on AWOD Radio.
Dude food!
We're not responsible for the content of this program or anything we say when we're really hungry.
Where's my food?
Dude, where's my
food? The most delicious food you've ever tasted.
Yes! I can eat this off a flip-flop!
He loves food.
Dude food!
All right, so we each had a different opinion about this around the room. Do you like when a food place knows your name?
Absolutely.
Why?
I don't know. It's nice to be seen.
Okay, so give us your story.
Honored.
What
well,
happened?
Ariana's, which I went to every week for 2 years.
Yeah, you stopped going there because you moved?
Yeah.
You didn't have a bad experience?
No, absolutely not. I love that place. It was just walking distance, and now it's not.
Uh-huh.
I'd walk in, and every time they'd go, "Hey, Chris." I'd wave and I'd chat to one of the waitresses and then I would get my food and I'd leave.
You didn't get embarrassed at all?
Absolutely not.
See, there's a local coffee shop that I would go to twice a week, every week, and then the moment I walked in and the lady said, "Hey, Adam, would you like the usual?" I have not showed my face in that place since then. I can't do it. I was so embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. Owen, what do you think?
It depends because there is one place that I love to go, but that same place that I've gone and they've known my name, I've ordered so much food just for one person. It's like
no, it's like that's my thing too. It's like sometimes I've gone to a place and I'm like, I'm ordering so much food they probably think it's for a whole family, and so I don't want them to remember.
Like a sandwich every
just
like
one sandwich.
Yeah.
What about you, Jeremy?
Oh, I think it really does depend on the place. Look,
right.
When I was in college, I went to the same Chipotle every single day. Yes, it was bad. I was racking up those
not
points.
Not every month, yeah, not every week.
I had so many points. It was it was a
Did
decision.
Did you get like a free burrito?
Yeah, of course. Like once a month, you know. Sure.
I'm talking about the food apps. That's where it's at.
All right, so you walk into Chipotle and they go, "Hi, Jeremy."
Yep. No, that's when I realized it was too much. And I if it's a place like that, if it's a fast food place, it's kind of bad. But if it's like a coffee shop.
If I walked into a Wendy's and they said, "What's up, Chris?" I would be like, "All right, time to reevaluate."
Yeah, if I went into a McDonald's and they said, "Adam, do you want your McGriddle?" I would want to hurt myself.
I do see that the problem there. A local place, I'm happy with.
I've done that though. The McDonald's on Broad, they know me.
They know you now?
Via drive-thru?
Yeah, only though because I can't stand ketchup. So I'm like the only person who quote unquote says, I have a ketchup allergy. Please take it off my burger. But then I order the barbecue that, you know, ketchup's mixed in.
Yeah.
And they just, I don't really think they care enough to put two and two together, but they know me as the ketchup allergy guy.
Nice. Well,
you like,
I really insist
every time you order?
Yeah.
Oh, it has to be.
I mean, if you're anti ketchup, you're fully don't let it touch anything on my meal. I have an update. So I was a little depressed. Remember the Starbucks right behind River City Roll on Arthur Ashe Boulevard closed down, right? Wow. And that was my go-to Starbucks because on Fridays we roll, I broadcast live, and I reward myself with a nice cup of Starbucks coffee. The update, I went to the Diamond District Starbucks. I've now been twice. They might be the nicest Starbucks employees on the planet.
Oh, by far.
They are so nice. The drive-through, they get you in, they get you out. The guy was like, super nice with the, do you need a stopper? Do you need this? Can I get you that? Like, going above and beyond. They were just super nice.
There's something about that area because I myself am a Caniac, a Raising Cane's fan. I go there a lot.
Jeremy, is that a term?
It's not the first time I've heard it.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right.
And I tell you what, sometimes you make your order and they come at you with energy through that drive thru.
Yeah. Well, and that is a good toast as well.
Yeah, toast rocks.
But it's the worst Chipotle amazing. In America. So for some reason, every other restaurant in that area is great, but that's just an awful Chipotle.
You guys think that one's bad? You should try the one on West Cary near Kroger. When I asked for one portion of meat, I was like, okay, is this for a mouse? I'm a grown man.
We have a lot of Chipotle talk on this show about portions.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fallen off the map. I just remember, like, 11th grade.
Peak.
I'd go to Chipotle.
Peak.
We'd sit down, hit on every chick that walked in, go back, get more chips, take our water cup, fill it up with soda six different times.
Oh, my.
There was nothing like the Burke Chipotle when I was growing up, and I could drive myself there.
Here's the secret, Ellen, I learned, is if you tweet a picture of your bowl, you don't even have to tag Chipotle, and you get mad, they'll give you a free one in the app.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tweeted at him. I didn't even tag Chipotle. I said, look, this is the worst bowl I've ever seen. And then they DM'd me and gave me a free bowl.
Yep. So we are 9 days away from Halloween. Do we have a favorite Halloween candy in this room?
Absolutely. And I'm going to get crap for it, but you know what? Bring it on. I'm a Ravens fan. Candy corn.
Dude, that's...
That's your favorite.
Nobody actually likes candy corn.
Your one seed is candy corn?
Oh, my God.
It's not the one seed. It's not even...
candy corn.
It's unseeded. You could do a 68 seed bracket, and they would not be included in mine.
Okay.
They would...
But what's worse, candy corn or the what are those like chocolate ball things with the like
Whopper?
Whoopers?
Dude, I have no
Whoopers?
Problem with
those
that.
Are
anything
the worst
chocolate's good.
Thing
candy,
ever.
You know how they make candy corn?
I don't.
You don't want to know. You don't want to know. You never want to know how the sausage is made. Ugh. I think my favorite growing up. All right, I did like fruity, like Starburst, Skittles, that kind of stuff. But in terms of like the chocolatey mix, a Three Musketeers always did it for me. The Three Musketeers. And I never went as a Three Musketeer, but I wanted to.
I'm more of a Milky Way guy.
Okay.
I will say chocolate, Milky Ways can hit anytime. Butterfinger is a mood.
All right, I got an important question here.
Okay.
Reese's Pieces belong where?
In the trash.
What do you mean belong where?
Pieces.
Reese's belong in the freezer.
Oh.
They only taste good frozen.
They don't only taste good.
But Pieces, there's a total difference between a good... regular Reese's and then the little Pieces. I cannot stand.
Hold on, let me
better
look
than
this
a
up.
Peanut
I agree. Yeah, the
Reese's
Pieces
are
those.
Like
they're like M&M's.
M&M's.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need
Reese's. Is...
See, I don't think they taste bad at all.
No. I don't. Would you freeze the Pieces?
No, probably not. But I do freeze all my Reese's. I have Reese's in my freezer at home right now. And you know what? I also have Moshi. And I've been talking
about
it in the past.
Moshi for a while.
I basically have to have one once a night.
Is that the
little like a ball with ice cream in it, and it kind of tastes like some kind of candy on the outside.
Do they come in different colors?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'll show you a picture of it. You've definitely seen it at like Kroger. And,
right,
and
that's why I asked for the colors.
Whole Foods and all that stuff. It's very popular. This is not it. That is... Am I spelling it wrong? How do you spell it?
M-O-S-H-I.
M-O-S-H-I. Yeah, I was putting an extra O in there.
Yep,
no, wait, you know what? It's C-H-I. That's why I got it wrong.
It's C-H-I.
This stuff. Mochi.
Oh.
Yeah. Dude, let me put you on to Mochi. It will change you. It is so good. And all the flavors are good. Jeremy, have you had it before?
I have not had. I've heard a lot of good things about it, though.
Do you want to teach me about a different dessert that I don't know about?
Oh, I don't know if I've got one you don't know about.
Yeah, what's your go-to right now? You or Stub?
It's dessert. Cookies. You can't go wrong with a nice, fresh-made chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, that's good.
We're talking about this. I'm not really a dessert guy.
Yeah, I know.
It's just not my thing.
Well, now you're like, you've got a lactose issue, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's so you've been staying away. Because you were big on ice cream. And you never
liked... I wasn't big on ice cream. My roommate would bring home ice cream every single day from his job.
You never liked his flavors.
Yeah,
right? What was the weird flavor he brought home?
Butter pecan? No. Praline? Caramel praline.
What?
He said, do you have anything you don't like? And I said, oh, I don't really like chocolate or mint. And he said, awesome. And then he brought home caramel praline. And I said, I didn't think to ask for you to not buy caramel praline.
Yeah.
I guess that's my bad.
I don't even know what praline is.
Yeah. The nut.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Any local dude food news you guys wanted to bring up here? Anything locally?
Yes. So the new pizza joint that took over Big Wife's Mac and Cheese.
Yeah.
Oh. Fire.
No way. Really?
Fire.
Because I liked what Big Wife's Mac and Cheese was trying to do, and I thought the name was just terrific. I mean, maybe I liked the name more than food. Like, Big Wife.
It's great.
Right? I mean,
it's
that's great. Like...
It was a pretty good Mac. It wasn't enough food, though.
Okay.
See, maybe I wasn't getting
it. I didn't like that it was already... Well, the times I went, it was already pre-made. I thought, like, okay, I'm getting something, you know, not pre-made and... fresh.
Yeah.
But
so this is Pizzeria Mungo.
Yes, my friend brought over pizza on Saturday because we were watching the fight, and one bite I was like, I need to get on Barstool. This Dave Portnoy, he needs to come down and do one bite on
yeah,
because it was really good.
Well, the pizza's banging on AWOD Radio. We do have our list of the best pizzas in town. We got JoJo's, Benny's, and Belmont. I might have to try Pizzeria Mungo.
It's hard for me to try a new place because Benny's is next door.
Yeah, and it's
I love
so good.
Benny's so Benny, much.
I agree. There's another good one, but it's out in Chesterfield.
Oh, come on.
Right, I know. But I grew up. Maglio's Pizza, shout out. They have the best cheese steak pizza I've ever had.
Okay.
You know, I do like Zorch.
I do like Zorch, and I don't mind the one in the Diamond District that we always talk about. It starts with an M. It's called Macros. No, Marconi's.
Marcos. But that's more of like a Domino's Pizza Hut. Like, that's a
yeah,
chain,
but it hits.
I think it does.
I think it's at the level of like Paisano's, which I did love in Northern Virginia a lot. You've been listening to Dude Food here on AWOD Radio. If there's any local food news we missed, tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You can hear every game here, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from the Washington Post, it's Tashawn Reed. What's going on, man?
What's going on? I'm out here in New York at the owners' meetings, but we got some big Commanders news today.
Absolutely. And, you know, let me start with this. So you took over on the beat here at the Washington Post, and I love to go through the Post to get my information. And I like Dan Quinn gave you a shout-out and said, well, you're the go-to guy on the Raiders because that's the beat you're on. Well, our next opponent was in that division. So I guess we start with that. What do you know about the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, they got the better of the Raiders the majority of the time. I was covering them the last 5 years. But, you know, as we all know, I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. But it's not just about him, right? I mean, it's Andy Reid, you know, the offensive wizard. Defensively, you know, we don't talk about it enough. You know, they've had consistently one of the best defenses in the league under Steve Spagnuolo. And they're tough, you know. I mean, you know, anywhere they play, but especially at home with that crowd at Arrowhead. And I know they looked pretty shaky to start the season, but I've also seen that movie before, you know, where they had those moments where it's like, oh, is it over with for them? And then suddenly they win three or four in a row and they're back to looking like the Chiefs again. And unfortunately for the Commanders, it seems like they've made that turn. You know, they've really trended upwards. The offense has gotten back on track. And this is going to be a tough task, particularly without Jaden Daniels out there.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Kansas City Chiefs this season. All right, they're 4-3. Their three losses are by a combined 12 points. Washington just lost by 22. And like you said, they have turned the corner. Two wins in a row. One against a beast of a Detroit Lions team, and then they blank the Vegas Raiders. And the thing about Kansas City is they just don't beat themselves. And that's what Washington has been doing. So the big news today, no Jaden Daniels. He's out. Marcus Mariota will get the start. To me, it's not that big of a deal because I knew Jaden would not be at 100% following what took place over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, you know, even though it wasn't as bad as it could have been, you know, it's a low-grade hamstring strain, particularly with him coming off of that knee injury a few weeks ago, it just really doesn't make sense to risk it and force him back out there earlier than you need to, particularly in a game that, you know, they won't say it, but the chances of them winning were pretty low anyway, not just because of, you know, the Chiefs being a tough matchup, but this overall Commanders team has really been decimated by injuries. I mean, they had their three starting receivers out last week. They lost Dorrance Armstrong for the season, who's one of many defenders that they've lost for quite some time on that side of the ball. I mean, it wasn't really an ideal situation for him to step into this week. And so giving him another week to rest up, I think, like you said, just makes sense. And it probably makes this one pretty hard for them to win. But I think, you know, his long-term viability matters much more than that.
Deshaun Reed with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Follow him on Twitter at Deshaun Reed, Commanders reporter for the Washington Post. So I'm a diehard fan of the Commanders. I was a season ticket holder with my dad for 17 years, and I try to stay so positive all the time. And we did a whole segment about positivity and getting the train back on the tracks. And in the last hour of the show, I've gone back to Mr. Negativity again because I just don't know that we're going to get healthy enough to turn this season around. Can you tell us any update that you're hearing about McLaurin or Deebo Samuel?
Dan Quinn said on a radio appearance yesterday that both those players are trending in the right direction. You know, as I'm sure you know, like, Dan Quinn typically stays pretty vague with injury updates. You know, we'll see as the week progresses. I mean, Terry McLaurin, the expectation was for him to be able to practice full last week, but that didn't come to fruition. And so I think you're going to have a much better idea tomorrow once they practice on Thursday and see how those players' bodies respond to their respective injuries. But again, like with Jaden Daniels, you know, if it's a situation where you're risking them of potentially making it worse, is it really worth throwing them out there and, this week against this opponent in a game that's probably pretty tough for you to win? Probably not. So I think they'll handle it cautiously. But, you know, like you mentioned, it's not just the offensive injuries. It's over on the defensive side of the ball. I think the ones on offense, they haven't been quite as significant. You know, outside of Austin Eckler, you know, mostly it's like a guy might miss a game or two, whereas on defense, the guys have been knocked out for the season. And so I think really that side of the ball, where looking ahead, taking the big picture view, that's where it's harder to find answers because the defense has been a thief this season. You know, their last performance against the Cowboys was their worst one, but they've been an issue all year. And I think it's just harder to find a solution on that side of the ball. Offensively, I could see, you know, Jaden gets back next week, the receivers get back in a couple weeks. They've still been a top 10 offense in the league, you know, even with all the injuries. If they get all those guys back, I could see the offense get back to humming and being one of the better units in the league. But the defense is the side of the ball where I'm like, it's kind of hard to find reason for that optimism.
Yeah. Deshaun Reed with us here, and you arrive on the beat this year following what I've been saying is the best season of my lifetime. I'm 32, and I've seen the worst of the worst. That was the best of the best, 12 wins and a conference championship appearance, as obviously I was born after the three Super Bowl wins for Washington. And we had all these expectations for this season. What went wrong? Is it just the injury bug?
I mean, I think the injuries have been a huge part of it. I know Dan Quinn was very strong after the Cowboys lost, saying, you know, injuries is not why we lost this one. And it wasn't the only reason why they lost that one, but I think it was still the biggest one. You know what I mean? Like, there's only so much you can do to overcome it at a certain point. You know, we see this with other talented rosters, like the Baltimore Ravens, for example. Another team has been decimated by injuries this year, and they've been pretty bad. I just think, like, especially when your quarterback is one of the ones that's missing multiple games, there's just a certain threshold there that eventually there's only so much you can overcome. I think the defense, though, even, you know, injuries aside, that was a concern last year. You know, while they had that great season and made a run to the NFC title game, the defense was a problem all year, and it got really worked, you know, against the Eagles in that shot to go to the Super Bowl. And so I think that side of the ball is something that, even if they didn't have all these injuries, probably would have held them back from taking that next step to being, you know, a true S-tier contender in the league. And so, you know, we'll see how the rest of the season goes. Like, it's too early to say it's over with. But if the season doesn't go the way that they want it to, I think that, you know, really beefing up that defense is going to be a top priority going into the offseason.
All right, Tashaun, I'm going to name four things. You tell me which is most likely to happen Monday night. Monday Night Football at Kansas City against the Chiefs. Von Miller gets a heavy dose in increased in snaps because they're missing Dorrance Armstrong. Frankie Louvu gets his hand in the dirt and rushes the passer because they're missing Dorrance Armstrong. Marshon Lattimore is benched. Joe Witt Jr. moves to the sidelines.
Tough one. I think Von Miller has to play more, right? I mean, I think, you know, with as much as the secondary is struggling, you really need that pass rush juice coming off the edge. And Dorrance Armstrong was having a great season. Like, defensive woes aside, like, this is the best ball of his career. He was one of the guys really helping this pass rush stay alive. And without him, you know, if they're not going to be able to pressure the quarterback with the way this secondary has been struggling, like, it's been ugly, but it can get uglier, you know? So I think, you know, it's tough to ask that of a 36-year-old pass rusher, but I mean, what else are they going to do? You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of the situation that they're in, unfortunately, because of, you know, this rash of injuries that they've had. And, you know, there's not exactly, you know, a bunch of top-tier young edge rushers laying around this part of the season. And so it's sort of a tricky reality that they're living in, but I think they're going to need more from some of the older statesmen that they have on the roster.
And with Joe Witt, you know, the fan perspective, I know I'm not the only one that saw this. All Commanders fans thought Matt Eberflus was an awful coach and an awful defensive coordinator, and that if the Giants scored 40, we could score 45. And yet he's on the sidelines laughing and firing up his teammates and high-fiving the players after they get stop after stop on Washington. From your time covering the NFL, give me your thoughts on the benefits of coaching from the booth. I don't want to see Joe Witt Jr. on the booth anymore. It's not making a difference. Get on the field and feel the juice.
I mean, I don't really put much into it, to be honest, because if the offense is playing poorly, for example, and the play caller's in the booth, they're going to say he should be on the field. If he's on the field and the offense is playing poorly, they're going to say he should go in the booth. It's one of those things that, like, if it's not going well, they're going to say he should do the opposite of whatever he's doing. But while there are some differences, like, on the field, you have a better sense of how the players are feeling. You know, it helps with the communication. You feel the energy up in the booth. You see, you have different sight lines. You can see the full field, maybe things that you can't see from that sideline view. There's advantages and disadvantages to both. I don't think that's the difference between this Commander's defense looking the way it's looked. I think it's a personnel problem, for one, partly because of due to the injuries, partly because of, you know, some of their misses, you know, in terms of additions that they made. You know, Lattimore hasn't panned out at cornerback, for example. And, you know, scheme is part of it, too. They've been really aggressive, playing a lot of man coverage, blitzing often, and that's, you know, you understand why you live that way, trying to force turnovers and, you know, really make it difficult for the opposing offense, but they don't really have the personnel to keep living that way. And so I think, you know, mixing in more zone, maybe not blitzing as often, kind of sitting back a little bit more and trying to play bend but don't break defense is probably the best way forward for them. So I'm not absolving, you know, Witt and the defensive struggles, but I really don't think it's going to be that simple in terms of, you know, where he's calling from.
Yeah, and you're so right that if he was on the field and they were bad, people would say go up to the booth and get a different view. But in terms of, like, the most embarrassing play of the game, and there were a lot of them, but CeeDee Lamb going right up the middle, wide open, and then two players running into each other. Do you have any idea what the communication process was after that play with Lattimore, Martin, and Joe Witt Jr., given the fact he's in the booth?
I don't know exactly the nature of, like, their communication on that specific play. We haven't talked to Witt since that play happened. But the coverage they were running, it was sort of a unique coverage, inverted cover too, where basically they had the safeties playing underneath and the cornerbacks dropping back deep is usually the other way around. And so that's why they were kind of, I'm sure when people saw that play, they're like, why is Lattimore coming from over the top and the safety is coming from underneath? That's why. In terms of them running into each other, I think they were both looking at the ball and not looking at each other. It's really just as simple as that. Like, I don't think either one of them was in the wrong position necessarily there. I just think that they kind of took their eyes, you know, understandably so, once you see the ball go up, trying to make a play on it, they both just failed to take the proper, you know, angle and ran into each other instead of going towards the ball in that situation. So that one in itself, it looked weird, but it, I don't, you know, I'm not a football expert, but I don't think that was a coverage bust. I think it was just a matter of guys not making a play on the ball, which we saw a couple of times happen in that game. I mean, you know, you can say the P.I. penalty on Lattimore early was so-so, but there was another catch, you know, before halftime with George Pickens where he was right there. He just didn't make a play on the ball. And so all these haven't – there have been busted coverages and blown assignments and things like that. Sometimes it's just come down to them not making a play when they're there to make a play, you know. And there's only so much you can do as a coach in those situations. It's just like players have to make plays at a certain point.
Yeah, no. I think the players are letting this team down more than the coaching staff. Thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. Check out his work at the Washington Post, WashingtonPost.com. Follow him on Twitter at Deshaun Reed. I'm at AWOD Radio. We're at 910 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. And prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You guys know how we like to close the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. As we sit here on a Wednesday, October 22nd, it's pretty much nothing but NBA. So instead of game day, let's head out on the fast break with AWOD The Fan.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the fast break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
All right, J-Dub, let's recap the games from last night. Two games to kick off or to tip off the NBA season. The Thunder win in double overtime. And although Alperen Sengun had 39, SGA's 35 gave the Thunder a win. And we were just kind of talking about how much we enjoyed the broadcast on NBC.
Yeah, NBC killed it. We were talking about the pregame, postgame, halftime stuff especially, I really did love the way that they handled that. They had the Michael Jordan stuff, which I'm interested in.
Yeah, do we have the Jordan stuff, Stub? I think we might have pulled that, because I do want to hear from Michael Jordan. The story was really terrific. Mike Tirico was really good as well on the call. I thought the halftime show was well done. The postgame show was good. It was just, what did you say? It was like NBA guys. It was ballers.
Right. They were covering what was actually happening on the game rather than, I guess, just bigger picture stuff that if you're watching a game, you want to hear about the game.
Yeah. And I think we are at a point in our country here where cable is struggling. There's nothing good on cable. Stub likes Abbott Elementary. I like Survivor. NBA on NBC, I think, is going to do really good with the ratings. I really do. And I know there were a lot of people like myself that were excited when it was announced that Michael Jordan would be part of the broadcast with halftime exclusives with Mike Tirico. I will admit, I thought he was going to be live talking about the game that we were all watching, kind of like what Tom Brady does, the GOAT doing what the other GOAT does. Instead, it's an exclusive conversation that might have been filmed months ago, weeks ago, we don't know, but Michael Jordan did share some really cool stories. Do we have it, Stub? Let's take a listen to MJ on the Fan.
I was at the Ryder Cup. And I rented a house from the owner.
Sure.
He came over to do pictures. He had grandkids. And I was meet and greet, thank him for allowing me to stay in the house. And he had a basketball court. He says, I want you to shoot one free throw. I said, really? Now, I already paid for the house. It's not like he got to see me. So when I stepped up to shoot the free throw, it's the most nervous I've been in years.
Stop it.
In years.
Stop it. Come on.
And reason being is, those kids heard the stories from the parents about what I did 30 years ago.
Right.
So their expectation is 30 years prior, and I haven't touched the basketball.
I hope you swished it.
Absolutely.
I mean, it honestly brought tears to my eyes. I grew up loving MJ so much. My first NBA memories were going to a Wizards game when he was playing in D.C., and he still had it. He still had juice. Man, they had just made the playoffs, something crazy might have happened. But that was a cool story from MJ, and I kind of understand where he's coming from there, Jeremy. Like, he's 62 years old now. He might actually be talking about memories from 40 years ago. And these kids know nothing about it, and yet they're going to, first impressions are everything. Right. They were going to remember MJ off of the 62-year-old that shot that free throw.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting when you kind of think about all athletes in their prime. Like, you go back 30 years with any athlete, I look at them, meet them on the street today, I'm going to think, oh, they could probably do what they did 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Obviously, they can't do that. That's just not how time works.
But. Right. But with Michael Jordan, it does feel like if he wanted to lace him up, he could still go out there and drop 20 on any team. So that was fun. That was cool. And, you know, they did it, and also a thing at the beginning of the broadcast about the NBA returning to NBC, and they asked all the players their memories. Nobody had any memories because they were all not born, which made me feel so old. But then Anthony Edwards just goes, MJ. He is the NBA on NBC. He's everything. So the NBA season continues tonight. Full slate of games. Washington is in Milwaukee to take on the Bucks. Did you have a favorite game that will be taking place tonight? There's a ton of good games. The ESPN one is Cavs-Knicks, as that is what everyone believes will be an Eastern Conference Finals matchup right there. And then the late game is Spurs-Mavericks. Grant Polson, Danny Ruye, drive you home. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD on The Fan.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.